Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I've been looking forward to this all week. I have. It is Fun Friday here. The McCafe menu's been busy. Mick Collum's a star. But Friday Forum with our two guests. We do this as regular as we can. Is get two great personalities in the studio and we talk about anything. About the week that was, about their lives in the public eye, or anything they want to have a chat about. And then we've gone to the top of the tree today. We've gone to Fox Footy's very own Sarah Jones and Matt Hill, who's the best race caller in the world, bar none. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Fantastic.
Hi, guys.
Introduction.
Hi,
thank you.
Thank you, Maddie.
Hello,
I've been
Sarah.
Working
Hello,
on
Maddie.
It's great to have you in the show. We just had Mick Collum on the line. I don't know whether you heard about his pre-game routine, pre-day routine.
His daily routine, yeah.
3:30 up, swim, weights, run, shave, iron his shirt, off to work by 7.
That's right.
And we said, "What's your? This gives you a snapshot of our listening audience. Two darts and a nice coffee at 5:30 every morning, Billy from Blackburn. Are you a morning person, Sarah Jones?
That's not your brother, is it? Two darts in the morning.
Morning to you, Rick.
Hi, Rick. Yeah, I'm not too bad in the morning.
Training?
No.
Young
I've got,
family.
Yeah, I've got two little girls, so it's more getting up in the morning and getting school lunches and getting them ready. I have started doing a little bit of personal training once a week with one of our cameramen from Fox Footy, who's not a personal trainer, but he's pretty fit. So that gets me out and moving. I tend to do my exercise when the kids are at school.
Good on you, Maddie. Now, do you have to get up and watch track work? No, are you an early morning man?
I am the worst early morning man. In fact, I'd probably be up at... if I wasn't in here today, I'd probably get up about 9:30.
Is that right?
Yeah. They're teenagers now.
Or getting home at about 4 a.m. No, I feel very guilty about that because all of the racing participants, they're up at 2:30, 3 a.m. So it's a life, really.
The only thing you have to really look after, though, is your voice, isn't it?
Scotch. Which
is, it's a lovely
Plenty
voice.
Plenty of scotch.
Here. Is it a scotch voice, is it?
Yeah.
A couple of darts, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know where the voice come from, to be honest. If you listen back to when I was 16 calling some races, I sounded like a chipmunk. I was shocking, but probably the plums dropped. That probably helped.
You and Gary had something
Speak
in common.
For yourself, Tim.
I know where the voice comes from. Back in your throat, there somewhere. That's where the
it's
voice
got to come from. The stomach.
It's the stomach. Do you do any voice? Do you do some voice stuff. Exercises or anything?
No. That's the other thing we do. We rock up to the races. There's no red leather, yellow leather, or drink brandy, or what the singers tend to do. We don't do any of that. We just rock up and give it our best.
Did Greg Miles leave anything for you lying around?
No. No, I think Greg was very, very happy just to vacate the box and happy to leave me with it.
What preparation, because we see you now, Sarah Jones, on Fox Footy, but take us back to the start. Where did you get your start in the media world? Is it over with the Channel Wisp?
I did some work experience when I was a young girl from Echuca and came down and worked on the Australian Open and the Olympics. Very lucky to do that. And then I met Rick McKenna at a press conference 20 years ago and got a job at Fox Footy and they haven't left.
You've been at Fox Footy for 20 years.
This is my 20th football
really?
Season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, go back to
Which
the...
is funny because I'm like 28. So just like, how did that happen? But it was interesting what Matt was saying about our voice because we all rely on our voice. That is our tool. Ooh. And probably about 5 years ago, I got some nodules on my vocal cords and had to go and see a specialist and then do a vocal coaching, and they were amazed that none of us really look after our voice. None of us are doing exercises compared to the singers and professional actors and theatre performers. We all just kind of rock up and hope for the best. And we're not, for people that use our voices every day, we should be looking after them.
And there's a heavy visual medium involved in ours, thankfully for you. Not such a great, for me, MattyRacing.com, where we hear you and watch you and see you. From a young age, race calling, was that your destiny?
Yeah, I wanted to do it. I drove my mum nuts. I built a little racetrack in the lounge room and they were pencils end to end. And they had little wooden blocks. They were the steeplechasers. And you guys remember the old 48 records, and you'd put them in like little holders. They were the barrier stalls because they had slits in them, and then the ruler had numbers on it. So that was the semaphore board, and a picture frame was the winning post over little horses.
Jeez, you went to a bit of trouble. Yeah.
And even so much so, the hallway was the straight six at Flemington. So I'd have horses coming up the grandstand side and up
the
yeah, and I'd call them as they were going.
What about little jockeys?
I had little toy horses, and I was pretending to be the race caller and the jockey at the same time, and winning the Melbourne Cup. And I'd imagine the cupboard was the grandstand packed with people, and I just had that vivid imagination and just wanted to do it really. And back then it was still the radio era, so I was 10 or 11 listening to these voices at the track thinking, how good is this? And I'd go to the races at Flemington, and Greg Miles would call the races, and then he'd hop in a helicopter to go and read the news on the ABC. And I'm thinking, this has got to be the coolest job in the world. You get to call the races, get a helicopter ride on a Saturday. So that was what I wanted to do. And now I get to go to the races driving a Toyota. There's no helicopter and I'm left on my own.
Hey, Sarah, you go back to your early days at Channel 7. Did you work with Bruce McAvaney back in the early days?
So I did a little bit of work on Sports World. So one of my jobs was to – so definitely a little bit with Bruce. But my main job was to prepare the notes that the presenters would use for the weekend. So I'd spend my entire week putting together Dermot Brereton's notes, and Derm would rock in about 2 minutes before he was due to be on air and wouldn't even read the notes. But I love Derm, and I love that I get to work with him at Fox now. He's always good fun.
Not such a big deal now, females in the media in general, but also from the world of footy, it's just... No one gives it a second thought, but back in the day, it was an environment that you got to and thought, "Geez, I'm one out here," and it's a little bit unusual.
There was definitely times where you'd be the only girl at a press conference or at a football training, etc. As you say, thankfully, that's not the case now. I think the biggest shift in the last maybe 5 years has been females have been involved, but it was kind of a secondary role, so it would be just crossing for a quick little news update, etc. Whereas now we're in a position where I can be sitting in the host chair working with a panel of presenters, and I think the roles are just a bit more meatier and a bit more central, which
effectively Sarah's my boss. That's what it's adds
well,
to.
I was going to ask a question about that because I work with him, and we both share the microphone here, and I always get the feeling that Gary's the boss and I'm one of his underlings. Even though you're the host, you often get the feeling that you're actually working for him.
I didn't get to work with Gaz too much last year, which is a shame because I do love working with you.
Indeed.
No, he's a very generous
co-host. Generous?
Yes, I think he's a very generous co-host.
You're making me blush. Tim, we're not. That is what we do, though. I mean, it's about chemistry and who you work with brings out the best in each other, and I think that's when you have your best fun.
No doubt about that. And of course, I'm on my own calling races, so it'll be nice to have people around me.
Even some friends.
Absolutely. You're in a broadcast box for 7 hours and don't get to talk to anybody.
But, hey, Matt, tell us about your early days, because you grew up in the western suburbs. You grew up in Altona. You still live in Altona. You're a mad Footscray Western Bulldogs fan. Did you go to the footy when you were a kid?
I used to love going to the Western Oval. That was my upbringing, going to Flemington with my granddad or going to the Witten Oval with my grandma. I had the choice every Saturday afternoon. And we'd sit in the forward pocket with Grandma, and she'd make her fruitcake, and we'd basically swap that with the... Isn't it amazing? You'd go to the football at those grounds, and it was a public stand, but you would literally stand near the same people every week. You knew who would be in front of you.
Yeah.
It was just an unwritten rule, really. And, absolutely loved it. And they were probably in the days too. You had Simon Beasley playing up front, and the guys like Chris Grant, and Dougie was still playing, of course. He's got the wing named after him at Witten Oval. But, absolutely loved it.
Were you there
we probably
the day,
weren't going that well.
Maddie, when the Western Bulldogs group went down and terrorised Michael Gardner from the West Coast Eagles. The West Coast came to the Western Oval, probably never seen anything like it in their lives, and Michael Gardner ran down and they just went at him.
Absolutely. I also remember the day being there that Carlton were goalless until one-minute Mark Arcieri kicked the goal right at the end. I was certainly there that day.
And Sarah Jones, I just said to you, as we were looking over our shoulder at a game that's as Fox Footy put on at this time of the year, and it's the famous Salmon.
Gary Ablett came.
And you weren't there.
No,
as a great Essendon supporter.
I'm still mad at Dad over this one.
Why?
It was one of those games that I wish desperately we had have been there. We used to, that was my favourite thing to do, to come from, because I grew up in Echuca, to come from the country down to Melbourne to watch the footy. And we were going to go this day. We were tossing it up. And I think Dad wanted to do some work around the house. So, and then we had it on the radio and it's like goal after goal after goal. So, but yeah, we went to some good ones in 93. The prelim, Tim, still my favourite game of all time.
Your passion for Essendon, people may or may not know, but your grandfather is the famous and great Jack Jones, who passed away very recently, sadly, but an iconic figure. So the red and black runs through your veins.
Yes, so it's been a while though since we've had some success, and we had our meeting at Fox Footy yesterday, looking at all the champion data stats for the year and all the different game trends and how the teams were looking. And for the Essendon segment, I'm writing my notes and I'm like, it was a little depressing.
But was the 32? Was he of particular for a young girl in Chuka, the number 32?
No.
Yes. Oh well.
Here we go.
He wasn't my favourite.
No.
I loved Tim.
Didn't have Glenn Hawker, did
no,
you? That would be
no.
The end
my
of the...
well, my favourite, probably more the Baby Bombers. So the 1993 Baby Bombers were more the ones that I kind of went through. So Smoke and Joe and
Fury and
Merckx
and
Herdy.
How
does that make
Fletch.
You feel? Wish?
Fletch.
Old. This makes me feel old.
Someone like Mark McCurry, like he was such a good mark for someone of his size.
He was
and
a
such
great
a
little
great
player.
Player.
He was a great. All those kids that came through in that 92 era, they played their first year in 92 and then they were part of the Baby Bomber Premiership in 1993. They, at that time, you don't know that they're going to be extraordinary talents, but as time passed, we all understood that they were exceptional young players that all came together at the one time.
Yeah, so
those were the days.
For Melbourne supporters, you have no sympathy. It's like you're doing it hard because you haven't won a flag for the last 15 years, and then the Bulldog supporters have even enjoyed one. So you've got to feel for us.
We've won some finals, though. We haven't won finals in a very long time.
Not too many. What's your most memorable race? I mean, these are questions you've got 100 times, but I'm interested to hear them. What's your most memorable, Matty Hill?
For me, probably Vow and Declare's Melbourne Cup, because I don't think we're going to get a more dramatic finish than that. That was just insane.
Yeah.
Horses coming from everywhere. Craig Williams on the winner, who I know well. It was a nose by a nose by a head by a nose. They were coming everywhere. Mm. And the world's watching. So I think I was very happy to get in the car at the end of the day and complete that one because that was really tough.
Do you know when you've nailed it? Like you can just give yourself a pat on the back and say, yep, I've nailed that one.
well, the thing is you've got another few races to call and you probably sit back at the end of the day. And I think races age. It's a little bit like songs that keep going for years and years. You can sit back and listen to a race and think, yeah, I probably got that one right at the time, and there's probably others that you haven't, but that was the one that I remembered that I was very happy to walk away from the broadcast box unscathed.
Did you nail the Grand National call for the BBC?
Well, the BBC Grand National's fantastic, Tim, because there's four commentators. The race goes for 7,200 metres, 40 runners, and it's a bit like their Melbourne Cup because the nation watches it. And it's the only race in the world, Tim, where, you know, when you get the Melbourne Cup on the Wednesday, the paper is where your horse finished, and there's a map of the finish, and you can have a look at where every horse finished. With the Grand National, it's where your horse fell, because I think a few of the years only about 8 or 9 finished, but they've changed the Grand National a lot. Beaches Brook used to be massive, it was double my size, and a quarter of the field had finished. Nowadays, there's 40 runners and probably 36 finish. So it's a completely different race. They've had to do it for equine, you know, welfare reasons, obviously.
That's a fence that Matty just described there, Beecher's Brook. I don't think you did. You had a quizzical look on your face when he said that. It's the only race in the world, Gary, that goes for so long they need special commentators as well.
That's the first thing that Tim's got right today. Yeah, hasn't had a great day.
It's like a joke because, obviously, the four commentators, they said to me there's a Scotsman, an Englishman and an Irishman, and if you joined the team, it's a bit like a joke, isn't it? But I did and I loved it. It was fantastic. There was a guy called Panna Flanagan from Ireland. I'd cross to him. He had no idea what I was saying and I had no idea what he was saying.
This is a Friday forum for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's most trusted repair of prestige German vehicles. Sarah Jones, Matt Hill, they're with us through and just up until 9 o'clock. So we'll hear more from them.
Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Finance Tycoon Ingratiating running on. Enthar has a fight. General Bo coming out of Finance Tycoon Ingratiating. And Artorias is flying at the 50. Artorias pounces, bombs them and wins.
Oh, bang. Matty Hill from Racing.com. Sarah Jones from Fox Sports in the studio with us for Friday Forum. It's like the, when you hear a race caller, who you, we get so familiar with your voice and those that have gone before you. It just puts you right there at Flemington. You know, I like racing. I'm not passionate, but I am passionate, but not crazy. Mm. But you know, and I can go and listen to races in South Australia and everything else. But it's not till I hear your voice at Flemington or Caulfield or the Valley, then I go right. I'm back in a race.
Oh, it's nice to know. Having said that, someone once said to me that I am the bearer of either good or bad That's news true. On a Saturday afternoon. I don't know if I can cop that responsibility from everybody, but look, it is an honour to do it. And that particular race on Saturday, it just drew me in, really. It was a great race. The favourite led went too hard. There was four across the track with 100 to go. And then Artorias, who's a nice horse, has just flown home late. It was just a cracking race, and I probably got a little bit over the top there.
No,
well, can I just say, I thought you were a touch late, maybe picking up the run of Artorias.
Good
a
on
touch
you.
Late.
Good on you.
Just a beat, Matty.
This is a man who said a bird's not an animal, Matty, so don't worry about that. Sarah Jones, if you've only got one television in your household, right, and the footy, the options are the grand final, the Boxing Day test, or maybe, and to you too, Matty Hill, and the Melbourne Cup, what are you watching first?
Out of those three. Oh, wow. Footy, then cricket, then the Melbourne Cup.
Are you a racer? Are you a racing person?
Look, my dad loves his horse racing. So I've grown up with Matt's voice. Well, not Matt's voice because you're not old.
I'm 22. So
no, but
I'm 28.
I've grown up with the sounds of race callers in our house, and certainly have been absorbed by it. So enjoy racing, but I don't bet.
And we've got Matt right in front of you, and your dad said, ask Matthew about his horse. So why don't you do it on air?
Oh.
Dad has a horse. It's not very good. Its name's Wahine Toa. Have you heard
of
it?
Oh, I've called Wahine Toa. Yeah, it's a stayer.
She's a stayer. Yeah. She takes a long, she needs a long, long way.
Definitely, yeah. A blue jacket with green sashes.
There you go.
And
isn't
for Kieran Maher and David Eustace, yeah.
A bit more detail, man, please. how does it go for you? I think I know the answer, but where does it go? If you had the grand final, the test mat, the Boxing Day, a ripping Boxing Day test or a Melbourne Cup, which are we going?
I'm not a cricket purist. I enjoy watching it and I like going for the social side. Look, it's just the Melbourne Cup marginally ahead of an AFL grand final, and I'd probably throw in a Australian Open final
after that.
I like my
tennis,
so
yeah.
I'd probably have that up there somewhere.
Did I hear you say something about Married at First Sight before?
Only because we were given a bit of a heads up that we may be talking about it. So I'm devastated that you don't want to bring it up. But
I'm happy to bring it up. Yeah. Which part do you want to bring up?
It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, Joe with the turtleneck, what an absolute disgrace.
I'm losing respect for you at the moment.
And of course, his partner with the self-esteem issue. I mean, I don't know how that's going to go. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I researched it because you told me to.
Is that your go, Jonesy? Are you,
no.
Oh, come on, be honest.
No, I actually really don't like reality TV. Any reality
Survivor,
TV.
Survivor, surely.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
What TV do you watch? Apart from yourself on the...
Lots of football, sport, lots of kids programming with a four-year-old and a six-year-old. What have I watched recently that I really love? The Undoing with Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman. Yeah, yeah. It's really good. Watched that on Fox a couple of weeks ago, and that was intense.
Here's a question for you straight off our text machine. Can you ask Sarah if she would like to do special comments during a game?
No.
No.
I think one of the biggest things in any walk of life, but definitely in television, is knowing what you're good at and knowing what you're not good at and sticking to your lane. So I know that you, Gary, as a former player, you are the person to speak to as a special comments person. You're a brilliant host as well, but I didn't play the game, so I cannot hope to give that level of insight that a special comments person would. So I've been asked before whether I'd like to call. I think that's a really unique skill. I could not call. I could not do special comments. What I think I can do is host. And so that's what I do.
Yep.
So, like, do, yeah, stay in your lane, get the experts to provide the expert commentary, and my job is to try and get the best out of them and get their opinions.
That is great advice. Is there something that you would like to do in the media that you haven't done to this point?
Good question.
Hold that thought. We'll get some news headlines, and I'm going to pose the same one to you, Maddie Hill. That's Sarah Jones and Matthew Hill after some news headlines. Going to get you asked that question again, Tim, because it's the best question you've asked all week of Sarah Jones and Matthew Hill. Away you go.
Well, Sarah, you've had plenty of time to have a think about this now.
Plenty.
I hope it's a good answer then.
No, I'm completely stumped. For me, growing up, the thing I always wanted to do was to cover an Olympic Games, and I got to do that in 2012, went over to London with Fox and did that. So for me, that was always the biggest box I wanted to tick.
So that hosted?
Yeah.
You hosted the, yes. What time of the day?
So I did, it was 5 a.m. in London. So what would have that been? I can't even remember. I think it was nighttime over here. But it was the hardest thing I've ever done. We were across 8 channels at once. Jason Dunstall did it with me. And after the first day of rehearsals, we were both nearly in tears because Jason's like, I don't know if we can do this. So it would be like London 1 and London 2, you're leaving us to go to the badminton. Welcome London 3 back from the beach volleyball. London 7, you're off to the athletics.
So it Chief was, wouldn't have coped very well with that.
So it was really, really challenging.
Thank God you were there.
We love the Chief. So that was kind of my big goal always. And now I'm my biggest thing is just because I've got two young girls is to be able to combine my work, which I really love, and footy, and keep things going rosy at home.
Do you feel like a trailblazer in this space now?
Oh, look, I never thought so much about the role of women as role models at all, really, until probably 6 years ago, because I've got two little girls myself now. So I do see a place a little bit more importance now on females, having strong females to look up to, because I want my daughters, whatever path they choose to go down, to have someone that they can look up to. So if by me being on television with a panel of guys makes a little girl think that they can be a sports presenter or a broadcaster, then that's pretty cool.
Maddie, that's a great answer. You've done a lot of things. Is there anything that still sits out there for you to conquer?
Yeah, I'd love to call more footy.
Yeah.
I'd love to call more footy.
Archie.
Yeah. I was in London as well with radio and did a fair bit of the athletics. I'd love to call 100 final on the telly. I'd love to do that. I think it's the fastest man on earth.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate, I think. I'd love to do that.
And you have called some footy?
Yeah, a bit of footy with the ABC about 5 or 6 years ago, so it'd be a bit ring rusty. But, I love it. It's an adrenaline rush. I remember you call the races, you're pretty much bottom by the end of the day. You're quite tired. But the adrenaline rush of calling AFL, I couldn't shut up after it. I loved it. But that's the great thing. I mean, we've been so blessed in Australia that race callers have been a real stepping stone to some of our great callers. I mean, we talked about Bruce McAvaney earlier on. He called 4 Melbourne Cups. Ray Warren, the voice of rugby league, called 3 Melbourne Cups. Peter Donegan called a Melbourne Cup. Ray Hadley, David Morrow, just trying to think of...
Jared Waitley.
There's just so many that have branched out from being a race caller. So, that curiosity's certainly there.
How much work and preparation goes into what you do?
A fair bit, because we've got to look at not just the form of the horses, but I've got to work out the colours, obviously, and I work out the history of the races, where each race sits. So today, being a Friday, I'll have another look through the colours, and hopefully by tomorrow I can basically do it at the top of my head. So probably 6 to 7 hours for a race meeting over a couple of days for a Saturday, for a feature Saturday. And I like that part. I enjoy that. And you find out little intricacies that, maybe the punters haven't worked out.
Hey, loving a chat with Sarah Jones from Fox Sports and Maddie Hill from racing.com. We might be a bit diverse after this break and go into some other areas. We'd like to find out a bit more about these two great personalities. Stay with us. Audience loving them and more of them. We might be out of a job, Wiz, but I think the Maddie and the Sarah breakfast show sounds all right.
Maddie doesn't do mornings, remember? No, I think he's safe.
He's at 9:30
overnight. Yes. We'll do overnights.
Thank God for that.
Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Now, Paul, of course, I'm never going to read out a negative message, but thankfully there hasn't been any. A phenomenal segment, gents. Sarah and Matt are both exceptional talents in their respective sports. It's been awesome to hear a different side of them. Great stuff. Sam from Bo Morris. And that is indicative of what's coming through. So it is great. And we knew it would. So we'd love talking to you. So here's a couple of questions. Just they're left fielders.
Yep.
Tim's big on podcasts. Are you podcast listeners? And if so, have you got a recommendation?
I'm not a massive podcast listener because I'm kind of busy with kids a lot of the time. I have started listening to – there's two female sports broadcasters in America, Carissa Thompson and Erin Andrews, who are big in the NFL. They just started one last week, so I thought I might check that out just to see what they – I get up to.
Maddie?
No, I'm not. No, but I think they're fantastic. They're a great idea. I mean, you could literally sit around in a cafe with your best mate and throw the phone on and you can podcast it nowadays. I mean, they are remarkable.
I reckon following you around would be a fascinating podcast, Maddie. Just getting to know you this morning off air
a little bit.
Yeah. I reckon you're just one of those movers and shakers around
town. We could lead each other astray.
The other one, though, is Mark Howard, who we work with at Fox Cricket and Fox Footy. He does a really good one.
Howie
and he did a great one with my pop
right
at the beginning. Which is a really special thing to have now that Pop's busted.
Actually, that's a great – I meant to read that out. Mark Howard, who we all know from radio and television, does one-on-ones. The Howie Games, Jack Jones, was it a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think it was one in the first couple that he did. So
just go to the Howie Games and you'll grab it. But the message came through, it said it's the best hour of listening you could possibly have. And for you guys, I would
imagine. Yeah, it's a really special thing to have now. Mm. Yeah.
He was a beautiful man, your grandfather, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like such a statesman-like type gentleman. What's your favourite memory of your you call him Grandpop?
Pop.
Pop, yeah.
Old, and then my little girls called him Old Pop because he was so old. So many memories because Pop had so much to do with our life. I think for me it was playing netball and we'd come down to Melbourne and I would just see this distinguished-looking gentleman dressed to the nines, looking magnificent with his silver hair glistening, and he'd just stand in the background and watch, and you'd know that he was kind of keeping an eye on things. So
everybody loved him.
Yeah, but lots of good memories of football and going in recent years being able to host events at Essendon where Pop was there, and that was kind of, really special. So, yeah, he passed away in March last, so coming up to a year.
And did he always follow the football right to the end, as in did he like the modern game and things like that?
So he had his television on Fox Footy 24/7 and he'd ring him, what time are you on? What day are you on? And he just basically was watching all the time. So he loved it,
Are you a beer or wine man, Matty?
I'm a Scotch man.
Scotch!
Yeah, I love a glass of red with a meal, but then I turn
what's
to the
favourite Scotch,
and Coke.
You got one for us out there?
I'm not really a Scotch drinker because I mix it with Coke. So there's probably a lot of Scotch drinkers out there thinking, oh, no, that's no good. So I just tend to go with the Johnny Walker.
Fantastic.
What about, were you fast food favourite or your munchy type favourite? Have you got a little something that helps?
What about the go-to takeaway, if not?
Subway.
Hey, happy. We're a McDonald's family here at SCN, but Subway's
nothing
good
wrong
too.
With McDonald's. Nothing wrong with that.
No, we love the McDonald's.
I didn't realise you were sending me down that path.
what
I didn't either. Gee, a Big Mac. Gee, I love Big Macs. How good are they?
the tennis has just obviously been played, the Australian Open. Kyrgios, good for tennis? This question for both of you. Sarah first. Good for tennis, Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah, I find Nick really interesting as an Aussie because growing up for me, Pat Rafter was just the ultimate Australian sports hero and I loved watching him play. And Nick Kyrgios and Pat Rafter as Aussie tennis players couldn't be much more different. So it's a bit of a spin to get your head around. This is what the new age, brash, young Aussie tennis player is like. Kind of like it that he was taking it up to the Joker and... You know, standing his ground. So
I think he's fantastic. I mean, the TV ratings prove it. Everyone wants it. It's almost like watching the best sportsman you've ever seen and a car crash at the same time. I feel sorry for him a little bit, actually, because he's openly admitted that he doesn't really love what he does. And can you imagine the pressure cooker of playing tennis when you don't really love what you're doing, but he's so good at it? Mm. He could be the best player we've ever seen with the talent he has got. It's a bit of a travesty and it's a bit sad at the same time.
Mm. Do you think he'll realise then, because he doesn't really love it, do you think he'll be able to realise his full potential as a tennis player consistently?
No, no. Because as we know, tennis is such a psychological game, and if you're not deeply into it, look at someone like Rafael Nadal. He just wears players down psychologically and physically, and you can't be doing that if you're not enjoying what you're doing.
You're changing lives, you two people. I'm currently in government hotel quarantine, been stuck overseas for 12 months at sea. It's so pleasant to listen to good Australian banter and footy talk. It's made the lockup bearable this morning. That's from Chris. And Sarah.
Hello, Chris. Wow.
Gary and Tim, great listening this morning. Sarah and Matt are great interviews to end the week. Tony, Sarah's builder.
Ah. Oh.
So there's tones growing in.
Hello, Tony. Tony was a champion for us in building our house.
Fantastic.
Favorite. People have terrible building stories. He was great.
He was
always on time.
Actually.
Didn't go over the budget or not.
Do you want to share neighbourhood stories?
No, we don't. No,
Sarah's name? Okay, we won't. Holiday. If you put the feet up, you've got to go somewhere. Where are you going?
Do you know what? I go to England and I go for 3 or 4 weeks and just go and watch jumps racing.
Do you?
I love it. Absolutely love it. Get the big overcoat on and go over to London. I think it's such a great place.
What time of year is that?
March, April.
Right.
That would be my ultimate if I could do it every year. But I've been many times and I love it.
Cheltenham Festival.
Cheltenham Festival. Let's get with the Irish and drink a bit of Guinness and have a punt. I love it.
I don't reckon you're going to the jumps races.
No.
Since having kids, we've done Noosa. Yeah, I love the beach, so a beach holiday. I mean, if we're talking ultimate, we're talking Hawaii or the Maldives, but not putting the kids on a plane. No. Even before COVID, the idea of putting them on a plane for 10 hours is not so good. So 2 hours to Noosa is
You're good
for
at
me.
The whole sit by a pool thing. I can't do it. After 2 days,
you start
I'm
calling the kids in the pool.
That's exactly right.
Swimming
oh, she's out. Oh, she's in. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'm a big reader, so the idea of sitting by the pool and reading a book all day. Is bliss.
What have you read? What have you read lately?
Leads us to the next question.
I've read a lot lately. I've read 9 books already this year.
This
I'm
year?
Only at Feb. I read a really good one called The Good Mother by a lady called Ray Cairns. It's like a thriller set in Ireland.
It's a fictional.
So I love reading and. For me, I don't love reading like sports books or autobiographies per se, just
to escape.
Something to escape.
I'm the same. Yeah. You read them, Matt?
I'm not, but I got talked into the famous orange book. You know, when you walk through the airport and there's the orange book there, it's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Beep.
Yep.
And someone said it'll change your life. And it's one of those books you can put down, pick it up in a month, you know, go again. I'd recommend it. It's a beauty.
Great. Matty, try Shivers Regal with dry ginger, Rick reckons.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great. I'll have it with you, Rick.
No need to twist your arm?
No, not at all. I think the problem is mixing scotch with Coke. It just puts the weight on too, so I need some other options.
Hey, you guys are being so good. I know, Sarah, you got to go. You've got some pick-up duties. We've got a beautiful bottle of wine, a couple of bottles actually, from our very, very good friends, Wispy, at the Prince Wine Store in South Melbourne. So we've got a bottle of wine.
Much.
If had we known you were a Scotch drinker.
Oh, not at all.
We wouldn't have got you that because that's too much. But we'll get you a bottle of wine before we go, and we'll be hearing
you so
much. On the weekend and racing.com. And Sarah Jones, you're about to get very, very busy on
very
Fox
busy
Footy.
On Fox Footy. Can't wait.
Got a tip for it? Because our tipping, I'm in the bad books at the moment, having tipped Simon's donkey yesterday. Have you got something for us tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a tough day, Australian Guineas Day. It's a good race. They've back tag a lower. Dom de Chute's about $11. I think that's the value runner of the day, best value of the day. And I like a horse called Nelson early on in race number 2. So they're my 2.
Absolutely sensational. My sister, Joanne, she just texted. She said she loves today's guest, the best of all time, especially Sarah, a great GV girl.
GV mafia.
Who's winning the premiership?
Ooh, Geelong.
Where will we finish up, Sarah?
We. Bottom half of the bottom half of the age. I'm not that positive about where the Bombers are at. I'd like to know is when do we think we're aiming to win a flag? Because of the players we recruited recently suggested it was thereabouts now, and that certainly doesn't look to be the case.
And get into maths, Gaz. Seriously, it's really good.
I could not have any more respect for you, Matt Hill. I've lost just a tiny modicum. Hey, seriously, if you want to feel better, come and read what people are saying about the last hour.
Loving it.
Guys. If you can do it again for us, it'd be great. We haven't got a great budget, but we've got nice wine and we're good people, hopefully, to talk to.
Next time we might have some Patra orange juice, Bataki ham.
We could. And around the grounds.
What was the bag? Tesco?
Tesco travels always first class.
That's it.
Like that.
Did I say how much I love Big Macs? They're fantastic.
Matty, you're a savvy man. Sarah and Matthew, thanks so much.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
Tim, thank you.
We'll be back to wrap up after this.